What is a loquat tree to me? A loquat is more than just another tree. More than a fuzzy dogwood or stringy eucalyptus, it's more than just a crumply, shriveled, big-pitted, overripe second cousin to the lemon. A loquat is, well, a loquat is just a loquat. The very sound of the name is a combination of thrills. Loquat, loquat, loquat. And even more to me, even more than just one crinkled, wrinkled loquat is the tree itself, the loquat tree, standing like an antediluvian sentinel, or come upon suddenly like a stricken witness of prehistoric drama, towering, my loquat tree, king of the forest primeval, overshadowing the insignificant redwood, wearing its crown made from nests of pterodactyls, warthogs, and wandering hamsters. An emperor, the king loquat. In the symphonic sounds of those sibilant syllables, I hear an entire concatenation of a gigantic band. A cosmic orchestra. I hear the open sea. I hear the rolling waves. The rain and thunder, too. The thunder of power. Power that only one word can create. Loquat. In the hush of dawn, the pearl of sunset, day in, day out, I am haunted by the word loquat. At night I toss. The hours give me irrevocable perplexity. Each day I fret, always, always confounded by one important question, a question that is driving me completely into a wild, meaning nothingness, incontrovertible kind of a something that I can't describe exactly. What in hell's a loquat?